So my name is Rituparna Ray Choudhury. Today I was going to teach you on grammar and its usage. However, to introduce me, I have been introduced in Google on name as Rituparna Ray Choudhury, as a Google scholar and on many with other identifications. So, however, now let me go through of grammar and usage. I like to first go through the chapter one, that is sentence. Now the first question is this, that what do you mean by a sentence? So, sentence, it means that it is a group of words that makes a complete sense. For example, I am talking, I am going, the boy is an intelligent person. This kind of sentence where you can able to express your own self or the group of words that it makes a complete sense, that we call it to be as the sentence. Now, generally, on grammar and its usage, there are four kinds of sentences are there. So the number one is this, a sentence, it can be a statement. For example, statement means that is when you are stating something like this, you do not listen to me, or the boy is standing over there. That is a kind of a statement. Now, this sentence, statement, it can be also called to be as an assertive or declarative sentence. Assertive means you are asserting something, and declarative sentence means that you are declaring something on the topic. Now this sentence, it might can be negative, might it can be positive. For example, you do not listen to me. So this is completely being your negative sentence. Now if I do say, the boy is standing over there, it means it is a positive sentence. The next question sentence, it comes that we call it to be as an interrogative sentence. What do you mean by interrogative sentence? Interrogative sentence, it means that you were asking a question. Like, what's your name? What have you to say to all this? Did you pay a visit over there? So something? I am asking it to you. Now this question, it might can also be negative and positive. For example, did you pay a visit over there? So I am asking in a positive way. Now negative, didn't you do that? So that is the negative. Next sentence that we call it to be as an imperative sentence. Imperative sentence, it means that about you are commanding something, you are advising something, you are requesting something, or you can say it is a kind of an entreaty. That is, entreaty, or rather the examples if I do give you, leave the classroom at once. So I'm commanding you, advising it to you, take exercise in the morning. Requesting to you, please lend me your book. Or please, you can also put it later to the sentence. So the teacher or the elders, they do command you. Do not do that. I'm telling it to you, do not do that. That is her commanding to you. Or go at once, leave the classroom now. So this is all being the commanding. Advising, I might can advise you, take some exercise in the morning. Now whether you do it or not, that is the next issue. But take exercise in the morning. I am advising it to you. Request, that is with please. Now in imperative sentence, you is generally, we do not put it. It is generally been understood. For example, take exercise in the morning, which is a kind of a advice. So you take exercise in the morning means what? You take some exercise. So here you is generally been understood. Now, next type of sentence it is that it is an exclamatory sentence. Exclamatory sentence, that it means it expresses some strong or certain feeling or wish. That is, I can say you, what a nice thing it is. I'm exclaiming, what a nice thing it is. Or how cold it is. May we all live in peace. So it is all been a strong and sudden feeling or wish. Or I can say something in this way, that when, hooray, you have won the match. It is also a kind of an exclamation. Alas, the person is now gone. Now, to note that every sentence has to be started or has to be begun with a capital letter. Regarding of the punctuation mark, you have to be very careful that when you are putting some assertive sentence or declarative sentence, or in, also in the case of your imperative sentence, there should always be a full stop at the end of it. Question mark, there should be the question mark at the end of every interrogative sentence. Exclamatory mark, it is placed at the every exclamatory sentence. So this is all about your kind, the sentence. Next, what we will going to know, as we were talking, that every sentence has got negative and affirmative, or positive or affirmative and negative. For example, in the case of affirmative sentence, I might can say they are happy. Now, negativeness, not. So they are not happy. So in the case of your imperative, go there at once. And in negative, do not go there at once. Then in the case of a request, make a request to him. And in the case of the negative, do not make a request to him. In the case of interrogative, assertive, he is an early riser. But when I am saying this interrogative sentence, in the interrogative way, that means assertive, he is an early riser. It's a statement. Now, when I am making the question, is he an early riser? So I have to be careful with the punctuation mark also. He is an early riser. It is a statement that it is full stop. And is he an early riser? That it is a question mark. Now, this interrogative sentence, if I just ask you in the same way as positive and negative, is he an early riser? So it is a positive. In the negative, is he not an early riser? So next sentence, I can take it as let us swim across the Ganga. So it is a, what kind of sentence it is? It is your positive sentence. At the same time, you were advising also. And if it is an ask to you to turn it to the negative, I cannot say let us not swim. It sounds to be something very odd. So negative means not. So I'm advising you, do not swim across the Ganga, or we must not. So this is all been your affirmative and negative, then your assertive and interrogative. What you have to know, that if a sentence has been given in assertive, that is, I am a friend of his, in case of interrogative, the verb comes first. That is, am I a friend of his? So regarding of this verb, what is the verb over here? They are happy here. Here R is the verb. Why R is the verb? Because it belongs to the be verb. What do you mean by be verb? Be verb means is, are, am, was, were, been. So this all, it comes under the section of be verb. So you need to go through the tense every day. You have to learn it. If is the present tense, was is the past tense, then being is the past participle. Similarly, are if it is the present tense, where is the past tense, been is the past participle. Similarly, bow, wind, gun, fall, fell, fallen. So these are all with the tense. Every time in this tense, it has to be acquainted to you. If you are illiterate over on the tense, it is impossible for you to get a very good marks in English language, and also even in any kind of writing skill or anything else. So this is the thing that you have to learn it. Okay, so this is your chapter on the sentence. Now whatever you are going to learn, whatever, so depend, it is all been depending upon all this. So this is the end of your the sentence. Okay, so I shall going to give you some exercise later. You have to do it. I think it will be helpful to you. At the next, we will going to start with the next chapter, which is called to be as the subject and predicate. Okay, so that I will going to begin later. So today is up to this. Thank you.